smiling like a bleeping movie star. Then he touched her thigh. "You're past 50," Caroline said, "not 15. Having this much fun with your husband, Caroline thought, playfully twisting Stephen's hand away, had to be illegal. That their annual Christmas in New York date got better every year was beyond her, but there you had it. Dinner here at Lorraine, probably the most elegant, most seductive French restaurant in New York City. A horse and buggy ride through Central Park, then back to the Pierre's presidential suite. It had been their Christmas gift to themselves for the past 4 years, and every year it turned out to be more romantic than the last, more and more exquisite. As if on cue, snow began falling outside the copper-trimmed windows of the restaurant, big silver flakes that hung in glittering cones from Madison Avenue's old-fashioned black iron lampposts. "If you could have anything this Christmas, what would it be?" Caroline asked suddenly. Stephen raised his gold-tinged glass of Laurent Perrier Grand Siècle Brut, trying to come up with something funny. I wish... A stilling sadness extinguished the humor from his face as he stared into his flute. "I wish this were hot chocolate." Caroline felt dizzy as her mouth opened and her breath left. Many years